Beis Hashem, today hope to finish up the sugi of Gachel Shomatches. We're holding Megarat behind Vegan Kibui Gachel Shomatches. I'm not going to review everything we spoke about the Chayra of Yisais Kukumin Anias Daiti, that Kibui Gachel Shomatches by Ner Electra is Nor Nisid Rabbonon. It's very schwer to understand what the Beis Yitzchok said. At the door, the Timtza is a Gam Gachel Shomatech. But let's read the Pshat of the Sugya Zayin. Sai, let the Pshat from Rashi, the Imei, the Rili Nil, the Rambam, the Rambam, and the Daf of Pechem. And Sai, let the Pshat from the Magen Avraham, was from the Zayin. At the Mokrin, the Yishalmi. So the Eish and told us Eish. I'm not forming an Eish Seiruf, and that's not an Eish Seiruf. The Chayra is not an Eish Seiruf, it's not an Eish Seiruf, Gachel Hashem Ateches, if it's not an Eish Seiruf, it's not an Eish Seiruf, if it's a regular Gachel Hashem Ateches, or Gachel Hashem Ateches was an electric bulb, the Chayra shouldn't make any Nafkamina, it's not for the Beis Yitzchok, and it's a Demedav Zaynor, and Isid Rabbonon. And the Frat, Chutz from them, Stam HaChesben, Yid Meir Gevena, it's a Melach Shem Tzvich HaLegufa. You're not doing it for the purpose of pechem. Chutz from the etzem cheshbeinus and the etzem melacha. You're not doing it for making pechem. You're not doing it to be mahavav a psila. So what al cheshbeinus at al machmirim, it's not any worse than a regular lochish and tzrich legufa. You can design it your eyes. So kibui, we're gechal shomatches kibui from an electric bulb. B'cholei fanim is only in the sidra bon, and therefore it has the coolest. Of Shavuos to Shavuos, Malkum Mitzvah, Malkum Tzairach, Malkum Chaylik Tzas, Malkum Einik Shabbos, as the coolest of all the coolest of Emir Lakum, was gained on by Shavuos to Shavuos, by Shavuos to Shavuos. Now let's go on to the other Chaylik. Havara, in Gachel Shomatkis, Havara, turning on an electric bulb on Shabbos, turning on incandescent, turning on a fluorescent bulb, was his ear maimed, was ear. Halacha, the Nisid Yais, the Nisid Rabba. Lama Zen the Sugi Tzizav, Bez Hashem. The Shevish HaShlugi is, you may bring a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Ayin He. The Gemara is talking about Korban Pesach. Vime Daf Tzel Zayin, how does one prepare Korban Pesach, Shtet and Pesach? The Korban Pesach has to be Tzli. Has to be Tzli Eish. Not only does it have to be broiled, has to be a tzli eish, has to be broiled on something that's called a fire. Sakti Gemara. Ton Rabbon. Chod choy v'nosnei agabi g'cholom. Normally, the way one is tzayla karim pesach, nem te ganza behema, melek durch hashvud, melek tesef te eish, tzli eish. But here, what the person did, he took the behema, and he was chaytech it. He cut it into slabs, and he was nosnei agabi gecholim. He doesn't have a regular fire. He put it on kecholim, and he grilled it. So tzli yidos, the shaila said, is that called tzli eish? Now the Gemara is starting first with kechela shalaitz, regular kecholim. Chod chavin nosnei agabi gecholim, Rabbi Omer ani. Shazet tzli eish. That's also tzli eish. So the Gemara says, more effect the kasha. Mizet legabi negoyim. The statement posik, there are certain types of negoyim that come out from a michvas eish, from wounds, a michva, a maka that comes from a fire, scalded himself. And those types of makas can develop into negoyim. But it can only have a din negayim if it's called a michvas eish. It also has to be from a fire, directly from a fire, not from something that's hot afterwards, not a telod of eish, something that's called in din a michvas eish. Und zu steten posik, einli ela shenichva be'eish. Here, there's two gesayis in this brice. Nichva begacheles, beremetz, besid, reseach. Let's say you were nichva in a gacheles. In michvas eish, statement of home, a michvas eish of negayim. Ain't li ela nichva be'eish atzmai. Nichva b'gachelis in gachelis shaleitz. or the beremetz, a hot poker, a hot piece of sid, cement, are these also michvaseish? So the Gemara says we have a michva riba. So the Gemara learns up the be'emis, you're right, it's takanata michvas eish. All these things are be'emis, not eish. But if you have a second ribui, state in posik as the goyim can zayim et haladif in a michva, even though it's not eish. It's a michva that has to do with eish, but it doesn't have a din of eish atzmoi. Also has a din of michva legabi in the goyim, which can ver an anega minatir. State though, the gecholim, like the Gemara, state though, gecholim, don't have a din of eish. Because the gabin goyim without a second ribui, it wouldn't be called eish. It's a da bezunder ribui michva michva l'rabos or be'eish. It is mishkan eish. See other rabba that cholim gachelas even gachelas shel eitz is not a michva. It's not called eish and shul. It's not called an eish. And for the Gemara, hob gachelas shel matches, hob gachelas shel eitz. Gachelas shel eitz daf neshalim kan ribui. Das is tzli eish. And das is michvas eish. Where do we need this extra ribui? By Gechela Shel Matchis. Gechela Shel Matchis, that's where you have this ribui of the Braisa, Eli Ela Eish Atzmoy. Gecholim. How do you know that Gecholim can develop into a Nega? And that's talking about a Gechela Shel Matchis. And that without a ribui would not have a status of Eish. Well, so we have often Gemara that says that Gechela Shel Matchis is not an Eish. That's the Gemara, the beginning of the Gemara. But the Gemara gets around against the Shaka Vitaria. That's the Lishna Kamadi Gemara. Ravina Kumtai's name. Not true. He has a different gears in the Braisa. Then Ayin Hayim Ebeis. Ravi Nama Korach Vatoni. Chob an Andrew Braisa. Michves Eish. Ein Liel Shenichva Be'eish U'Bagacheles. Avada Das is Poshit. I have no chalukim between Gacheles Shal Matches and Gacheles Shal Eitz. Oy Gacheles Shal Eitz is an Eish. Is Gacheles Shal Matches Eichet an Eish. And Adar Abba. For them Lein Achop in Braichob at Tzveit the Braisa, Tzveit the Gersa. When we say Michvas Eish includes not only Eish Atzmoy, or Begachle Eish also, and all types of Gachle Eish. And that doesn't need a Pasuk, that doesn't need a Ribui, that's a Svara, that Gacheles Shel Matchis and Gacheles Shel Eish, Misvara. It doesn't Michvas Eish, that's cold, it came from the fire. Gacheles Shel Eish is a fire, a Gacheles Shel Matchis is a fire. Minatayu. It's a Nega. The Ribui is going on all the other cases. Beremetz besid nichva beremetz besid v'seachu b'kfosim chulu. That's where you need the riba. There you need nichva nichva. That's the maskonis of Gemara. So like the second lashon is the b'kernish mufakert. State in the Gemara that not only gachelish there is no chul between gachelish and matchis and gachelish leitz. We state the fuel of gachelish and matchis is eichin nichva seish, and therefore it's also tzliyesh and it has it in eishim natayr. Here's the Gemara. Here's the suit. So the Rambam hilchas korban pesach in perek ches and alocha yud. Bring the Gemara bestoms. Paskin Sliyesh. You paskin like a vino that you can prepare Karim Pesach with its with Eish Atzmai, with Gecholim, when he's not Machal Vosfra Gecholim. Ben Gechelo Shal Matchis, Ben Gechelo Shal Eitz. It's can't learn up Machar Dosh Tev. I'm paskin with a vino. The Ravid is not Magia there, he's not Masik there. The Ravid Lechayra is Maskin to the Rambam. That the Gechelas Shel Matchis has a din Eish min HaTayr. Baruch Hashem. So we have two Rishayim, the Rambam and the Ravid, Maskonas HaSugya. We have a Birur, the beginning of a Birur al Koponim, that the Gechelas Shel Matchis is Eichet Eish min HaTayr l'chol adin. So it's Gach le'Eish, it's Eish l'Gabi, Gabi Melech HaShabbos also l'chay. It's Al-Pi Der Agdoma. So the Rambam, we understand very well. Our Rambam in Perek Yudbeis, in the Shabbos, in the Lachah Beis. And the Chayra, this is a Gan of Magmisha, doesn't say in the Tzu Behedya, but the Chayra, this is what he means to be Mefarish to Rambam. Rambam in Perek Yudbeis, in the Shabbos, Halacha Beis. Actually, the Halacha Aleph, excuse me. Hamachamim is a barzel. Kedei letzarfe b'mayim. We were talking about Alocha Beis before. Imchaba gechela shel matchis. Kedei letzarfe. Rambam halted the savar. We discussed that. In Alocha Alfi says, Faker, the same case. Hamachamim is a barzel. Kedei letzarfe. Kedei letzarfe b'mayim. Harezet told us mavir. L'chayim. We go from the Rambam. Rambam's up. That if a person heats up a piece of metal for a positive reason, Kdelitzarfoy, to accomplish that if it got very hot in the process of tempering, you're putting it into cold, so that extreme change in temperature is mitzarf the steel, tempers the steel. Mm-hmm. You're doing the agama, it's a second step, right? But heating up for that positive purpose from the noch, machen das atziruf, that is chayev mishum tol besmavir. It's also in a term. So the Ravid is masik here. We'll see soon the Ravid's hasoga. The Ravid's choylik in the Ram. It's not mavir. What the Ravid holds, we'll see. Over Erzeich and Sudam Agin Mishnah, my shakos of lechayv and mishum. This is an understatement. Kfar yiskiru is being mefarish to Rambam. Thus is Rambam zekichayv mishum mavir. Kfar yiskiru gachelos shamatches beloshen eish gomer v'zen nirubor. So the Ravid, what's the bag mishum? What's meant to the Rambam? Because Chazal you see, Rambam says it's an eish and yichayv there from mishum mavir. Kfar yiskiru Chazal, kfar yiskiru gachelos shamatches beloshen eish gomer. The Bar. What's beta? Then the up, heard up in the Zeppelin, the Ravid main, the Gemara. Because you see, Gemara himself and Bafayin Hay in the days, Maskonis, Ravine, the Stram, Paskin, Kurim, Pesach, Perit, Kaes, that Gachel Shematris has a din of Michpas Eish, has a din of Gachle Eish, because I'll call it an Eish. So it's an Eish for the Goyim. If it's an Eish for Kurim Pesach, it's an Eish for Avar. So that's the Ram's Mokra. That's a Kopana, that's a Chelik in the Ram's Mokra. Zer moving. Thus it will heard appears from the Magen Mishnah. This Rambam is an Eisik Gadol, and to discuss this Rambam fully would in itself take a few weeks. Achreinim go here, the Meridik Arichas, speak a lot of Asokim with this Rambam. Not this Rambam, because there's another Rambam. There's Rambam in Perek Tes, for Shteta and Andrew Zach. Rambam in Perek Tes, Mehil Cheshabes, Aloch Avov, Shteta, Alosh, and Rambam Mazel. Hamatich Echod, Vemineh Matchais, if a person, I guess, softens any type of metal, kol shehu, or a mechamim es hamatches at shetase gacheles, or a person heats up, either he's softening the metal or he's heating up the metal until it became a glowing ember. So the Rambam, see here, there's two physical changes: either you softened it or you made it have a glow. You turned it into the heat is so intense that it starts glowing. If one accomplishes any of those two shinuyim by heating up the matches, Hirezet told us mevashel. So the Rambam, it's mevashel. Understand? Rambam Perek Yud Bei zokt as mecham mesam matches kleil tzarf is chayim mishum avir undo zokt es chayim mishum mevashel. How do you stem the two Rambam? So it's a sach pirushim of them. It's a great saying of them. I'll tell you for one pirush from the Chazanish. That's the pirush that we're working. Chazanish nor Chaim Simen Nun Ois Tes learns these two Rambam as follows, and this goes back to the Svara. Before I read you the Lashon that we discussed last week, the Magen Mishnah from the Ramban, that there's sometimes Malachis, like we said, when a person takes a Ramban, Magen Mishnah gives a Moshul, person chopping splinters, and if he's doing it with no kavan at all you're doing is making splinter wood. You're taking a good piece of wood and you're splintering it. If the person has in mind when he splinters these small little dashes of wood that he wants to make a toothpick, is a chayim shumaka v'patish. So the Rishonim say even if you hold malachas shetzich l'guf is chayiv, if you're not mechaven mefurish to make a toothpick, you're potter. Physically, you're making a toothpick, and that's a wonderful thing. You weren't mechavim for it. That's only part of your whole mochshe sich leguf is potter, or mochshe sich leguf is chayiv. The Rambam shita l'moshe, you hold mochshe sich leguf is chayiv. Why? Why do you need to have kavanah? The Rishonim say no. Without from kavanah for reshes. So he said as he says of Ramban, as you say that sometimes when a melacha is not apparent, sometimes the tikkun in the melacha in tikkun kli says you want to make a kli. So when the tikkun is not apparent, so you go and you build a house, you go and you build a kli, fine. Chopping splinter is usually makalkal, but etzem it's makalkal. It's not apparent that you're making something, that you're making a tikkun kli here. So with the malacha, sometimes when the malacha is not apparent, without a kavanah mufureshes, it doesn't have the cheshivas of the malacha b'chlau. It's not a malachas machshavas. Even if you hold malachas yichuluk v'schayiv, it's not called a davar chashuv. The susish come malacha chashuva, because here the tikkun of malacha, the case of this tikkun of malacha is not apparent, and it's an eidel lezach. So in order to get the chashivas that you're doing a malacha v'chalal, you need l'kuli yama, even with Rabbi Yehuda a kavana mufresh. So that's the pshat in the Gemara in Beya, and that's the Rambam in Zav Zerbek, the Magmish Ledin. He takes this yisoid. He doesn't see the rest is the shirai. So luchar geiter is gate meder avona. And medem zokter, that's the two Rambams. He says both of these cases, when you make a fire, you see you made a fire, right? There's a shalheves burning. Make a gechelas shel matris. There, vice versa, it's not so apparent what you're doing. You're taking a piece of steel. You make a fire. The fire is there. You see what you're making. You see the malach is a dover that's behechlet. You see it in front of your eyes what you're doing. It's an obvious case. You heat up steel, it's not apparent what the tikkun of this malach is going to be. It's also, it's not a davar muchle, what's the malach? So the malach is nikva, zokta chazanish, ladies kavon. Let me read you the lashon of chazanish. Here's the lashon. Chazanish is in Archain Simen Nun, ois tes. Kosar rabam perk tes, alochavov namatach es amatches, ayemacham, achatazak achel, sa izet hol des mevashon. What's made the Rambam? Here the kavono is mishana in his kaveya the etz mulach. If a person is softening the steel, or he wants to make a gacheles and he wants to make it glow, he needs that physical change that it got so hot that it begins to glow because he needs it for visual purpose. But Jerusalem's mixture, he wants to put a stamp into the metal, he wants to engrave it, and it's easier to engrave it, not necessarily when it's soft, but when it's glowing. So he needs that, there's a positive reason he wants to do it, and that's what he's mechabim for. So mevashel means affecting a physical change in something through heat. Either you're actually softening it, or you're making it glow, making it a gechelus for a purpose of stamping it, for engraving it. Dart and about that to kavanah mufresh is dart and vet is bishul. If you're not mechaven for that, she'ein mitzayin l'rachachoy, rak mitzarfoy. But if you have no interest mitzaratzmoy in the physical change in the metal that you're affecting, you just want the heat. You need a high degree of heat. Kedei that you can make tziruf. So you have the kavanah that you have for heating up the matchis is not to affect the physical change, but because of the heat in the metal, only off the heat, but not off the change, either it's softening or it's glowing. No physical ishtanis, it's nikolay naim, so that's no longer bishul. There your kavon is normal, tzad d'choy madover, u'dasamavir. So here the kavon is mishanu b'sherish hamaloch. That's the first of the steer. In perik tes, where you mechabim for its shinoi, for its softening, or its heating, rather it's glowing, d'art nidas mevashel. That's bishul. Bishul means being changing the physical aspects of the zav through heat. Where you only want the heat in tzaratzmi for a positive purpose, thus is mav. So that's a whole esek in Yerushalmi. Could it be both? Is one austere to the other? By the way, the Chazanish learned, in other words, it's two exclusionary kavanas. If you mechavim for one, in other words, in both these cases, need the kavana to give it the chashivas of a malacha, because the malacha is otherwise not apparent. So if you mechavim for one, it's only one. If you mechavim for the other, it's only the other. But there are cases where they'll talk of their seisim zeh zeh, there's an asik, but we're not going on that. Exactly. Mavar is the heat. Seems that you mechavim for the heat. That's a fire. That's havar. And it's interesting that the Rambam is a very interesting deek in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perikid Beis, when he talks about it being told as mavir, the Rambam state garnished dort nalosh of vingacheles. When he's talking about bishul atchin aseil gacheles, so gacheles tahanocha, gacheles could you learn the lashon Rambam in Perek Tes where he needs the physical change? He has to speak about it being a gacheles. It has to change in color. Gacheles means where it's blowing. That may not necessarily be muchach. That's the shini aloshin. So if you need a physical change, you have to make it into a gacheles. In Perek Yudbeis, where he's only talking about where your kavon is for the heat of the zach, you don't care about it, you're not mischashe b'chlal, whether or not it's glowing, whether or not it's soft. He doesn't talk about it being a kavon. Ikris the choyim, you heated it up, k'dei letzarfay. That's the meduik. That's what the Rambam over here doesn't mention the word gachelis. You mechamen es amatches kedei letzarfi. Doesn't say mechamen es amatches achnasi gachelis kedei letzarfi. Because there, here, the point is not the physical change that you made it glow. That's not bishul. We're not interested in handling bishul here. We're handling the heat. You want the heat kedei lekapos tziruf. Heating up metal with such a strong heat, that's mavir. Havari is creating a heat source. That's one aspect of havar. Creating so much heat that you have a source of heat to do something positive with, of course, havar.
Why is it ever assumed that you have a fatish? Havar usually means light or something.
So that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that it's not dafka light, it could be for other reasons also. It could be the tzarfai also. Our normal cases in the Av Malacha, or the normal cases as Rambam says, it's a tolda. The case of the Av Malacha, you're right, a fire is for heating. A fire is for burning, fire is for warming, right? Mm-hmm. Here you have an interesting case where you have a positive reason. Those are positive reasons to create a heat source. Here you're creating a heat source not for the purpose of cooking or for warming. You're creating it for the purpose of tziruf. That's also a positive reason. So the Rambam does a genug of Zayin Atolda.
You bang a piece of metal until it's very hot, that's a rule.
You bang a piece of metal, and what's the purpose? You need the heat for itself. If you would heat it up, but you're not heating there. There's two issues over there. If you make out the heat itself, sure. But if it's not the heat, there has to be heat that has called an ash also. If you friction and making something hot, you have to be done. If that will be called havar l'chara, it wouldn't be. It has to be a heat that's coming from an ash. So the chelash shamatchis, where you want the heat of an ash. Thus can very high of Mishnah Matla. Upon him, some doing the Mishnah Matla. I'm sorry? When sometimes it's not so apparent. When you soften metal, that means now you can take it. Yeah, good, but before you bend it, I don't know what kind of case of today. A matich metal means that the metal melts in front of your eyes, it doesn't melt. It's something now that you go and take tools and you can work with it. You're right, it gets softened to the extent that now with kalim you can easily bend it. It's not near lainayim what you're doing. A kaponah, there are cases like that where it's not near lainayim. Male, that's the chazanish as you said. A kavonah is kaveya b'sherish hamalach. Well, that's the gate of Peter Yosef, who's been here, let's come off in the Ramban, from the Magen Mishnah.
Also, it's not
the period that
there's bishul without
a fire. Right, okay, we'll get to that. Right. Well, here, but that we're having a hanocha, we have a hanocha, then the havara, you need a fire. Right? Like sevaru esh. Havara, that the heat is from a fire. So that's the chiddush. That's also a fire, and such a heat source for a positive reason is a toldus mavir. So here we have the Rambam. Now the Magen Mishnah comes along here and says, now why is the Magen Mishnah arguing? The Magen Mishnah argues because the dinzach of the yisaid. Magen Mishnah loshen is v'lama ein achayv mishum mevashel. Lama ain't a chayv mishum mevashel. Magmishim perik yud beis. Om Avram, chayv zokta magmishna. Om Avram, lama le mishum mevashel. Why do you chayv alts mevashel? From a sichsa la atuna, the mifar rafi v'ha de komit. The Gemara, I'm reading that right. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Ravid state, what you're saying, Yechai Mishum Mavir, V'lom Aloy Mishum Mevashel. Why do you Yechai Mishum Mevashel? K'may Sichsa La'atuna, Demir Farofi V'hadekomit. It should be like Sichsa La'atuna, that you take the, you have like a wet piece of wood, and you want to dry it up. So the tev of this particular type of wood is that by putting it into a oven, the wood softens, and thereby the water can come out, and then after it dries up, it gets hard again. So you need the heat. You have to heat up the wood so that it softens, so the moisture can come out, so the water can come out. Zokta Gemara, Nayin Dalma Bezen Shabbos, that's Chai Mishum Mavashel. So that's, he says, so here also you're taking metal and you're heating it up also with this, a softening here. Why don't you Chai Mishum Mavashel? Now, we're not going to go into now the Machlekes, Ram and Raiva, what was the other Svar Sapluk? Maybe we'll have time to discuss that later. But it seems that doesn't come along and Zog says Chayiv Mishum Mavir. You say it in the Shvichti, because Mavir is not, the Chelosh HaMachis is not Eish, and it's not shaykh for it to be havara because it's not Eish. That's not the Lashon HaRaivi. When we regret for you, it's meduyik why he doesn't say that, because if the Raivi in the Korban Pesach doesn't say anything about Kachel HaShemach is being Tzli Eish, because he's masking to the Rambam that it is an Eish. So he can't be masking Mahay Taim. The Raivi is only could mask him to the Etzim Yisoid that Kachel HaShemach is an Eish. So why does he argue here? Does he mean it's Mavashal too? It's only Mavashal. Okay, so we need to be tight up with the Machlaik, so what the Raivi is arguing over here. But he's not arguing that you say that Dvar, that such a Zach is not an Eish that could lead to Havar. What's the other Machlaik? That's the Zabdash. So we have a Rambam Vashtei Kor. Chamem is Hamatchis today, the Tzar for Chayim is Shumafit. So the Chayim of Fizeh, turning on a incandescent bulb with a filament. The filament gets heated up and becomes mamish kachelis in the 2,000 degree range, even more. So, chayim shum avir. You're doing it for a positive reason, a very standard reason. Kedei lahoyer, it doesn't mamish havar. It's an eish, and you're doing it, turning on. You're making this eish for a positive reason. So turning on an electric bulb should be a melachah d'oraisa, should be a chiyuv skila. The mafurah shechaylik, the mafurah shemekel here, is the Yireyim. The Rambam on Gachel Shematchis in Kibui, it's Kedei Litzarfa, he says Yechayim Hashem told this Mavir also. Rambam says Yechayim Hashem Mavir. But only Kedei Litzarfa. Only Kedei Litzarfa. So shutting off an electric light where you don't have Kedei Litzarfoy. No, it's better to be learned up the Rambam. Kedei Litzarfoy is a replacement for a Sias Pechem. Just like when you mechaba something and you create a Pechem Ayadezeh, that's a positive accomplishment. So being mechaba, like a Chel Shematchas, thereby tempering it, is also you're affecting an Ishtanis in the Mateches. That could be a Toldus mechaba. Because it's like, that's an Eidolo, a Sias Pechem. It's not an apparent a Sia, but if you mechaba loy, you can have a Cheshivas of a Malacha, you can become a Chiyav and mechaba. By the Tzarfi Chaim is a Toldus Mechaba. Rambam says both things. In the Halacha Beis he says, if you're taking the Chelos Shematchis, you Mechabit Kedei Letzarfoy, how is a Toldus Mechaba? And the Rambam Halacha Aleph says, if you Mechabit, you Mechabit Mis Shematchis Kedei Letzarfoy, how is a Toldus Mechaba? So we discussed that. The Magen Mishnah learns up that the Rambam is going, even without Kavanah Mufureshes, Rambam says, you Mechabit Kedei Letzarfoy. Rambam said clearly you need a kavanah mufreshes. That's the kash. Rambam holds lachshus tikkun guf ischai. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says from the Ramban that he said that here, since it's not an apparent tikkun amalacha, you need kavanah mufreshes to be conveyed from amalacha. I'm again right. The Yireyim is mekel. And what's interesting here, this Yireyim on the Galerant and Geheret from the Shiva Zatzal, he brought this all the time, this Yireyim. This was the hyped maramakim lakula. And what's interesting, when I saw in the Tshuvas, I didn't see any of the big list of Sifrei Shas, the Tshuvas that speak about the Shaila. I didn't see them bringing the Yireyim. The Tshuvas themselves didn't see it. In fact, I saw that Avnezer bring one Yireyim, and he doesn't bring this Yireyim. Mamash, he has the pelt. But I'll upon him, the Tshuvas themselves brought this Yireyim, the following Yireyim. The Yireyim is in Krach Beis, in the small druk from the Yireyim. There are several editions, and the smaller edition of the Yireyim in two Krochim is in Krach Beis. He says in Kuflam, Daf Kuflam and Ches, and in Daf Kuf Memalef, he's speaking about Kibui, we discussed this, Gachel Shomatchis, and he says, Kibui, but Gachel Shomatchis is Potter. He doesn't say like Rashi, to see his Pechem, he says, because you need Dumi the Mishkan. That's a bona fide rule here, that you need Dumi the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, they didn't work with a Gachel Shel Matchis. The Tzar Feizov V'Chesed worked with Gachel Shel Eitz. That's how they did their Malacha, and that's what says the way you needed, the type of thing you needed for the Malacha that you did, you needed after Gachel Shel Eitz. They didn't use a Gachel Shel Eitz. Rather, they didn't use a Gachel Shel Matchis. So you don't have a Dumi the Mishkan. A Gachel Shel Matchis is Gachel Shel Matchis is Potter. Kibbutz. So in Kibui he says it's a Tolda. It's a Tolda Drabonim. It's not even a Tolda, right. It jumps from the Duraisa to a Tolda, which is what we want to discuss. That's a Kuf Lamechesu Menal from Kuf Mem Aleph. in the Dafei HaYirei. Kufnem Gimel Mebeis, he comes and he says Vayter. Now, there, L'chayr D'Pshad is, because, like we said, Kibui is a very, very, is a problematic, a more difficult Malach. It's not such a big accomplishment, right? You make a fire, you're making a fire. Taking away is just the negative. Taking away something, the tikkun is something that's not, the tikkun of the Malachas Machsheves here is not apparent. So to make the Malachas Machsheves of Kibui, it's Pechem, or something else, you have to explain why it's a Malacha. Okay? So Mela is such a Mechudish tikkun Malacha. It's an Eidel Malacha. You need Daf Kedumi the Mishnah. Over here he comes along, Kuf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph in the Daf Yireim, Kuf Den Ezok. Hamavir Kashi Parashti Lamalo She'en Kibui Elva Shel Eitz. I told you before, I explained to you before that in Kibui there's no only Kibui Begachela Shel Eitz. Kach Ein Havara Elva Shel Eitz. Just like we know Klal from the Gemara. Where did the place is? Stay the Gemara. Like Chilvud Gechel Shemak Gechel Shleish Shel Kibui, because you need Dumi the Mishkin. Zok the Yireim. That chiddush is true, not only in Kibui, but it's true in Havara too. The same you said, Dumi the Mishkan, you need in Kibui, but it's the same in the Gemara. It's Hu Adin by Havara. Now in Svara, and he is Daiti, we land this up, to me this is a, is this Yireim a chiddush? Is it the Pashtus? Or is it a Gora Grace of Chiddush? And he is Daiti, it's Gora Grace of Chiddush. Like we said, Like you mentioned before, normally when we speak about Dumi the Mishkan is Kaveya Avin Tolda. If it's not the exact case in the Mishkan, but it fits the concept of the Malacha, you don't turn that into something that's Potum in Atayra. It becomes a Tolda. Here, because it's not the case in the Mishkan, it becomes only an Issa Rabbanan. What's the Pshat? Like we remarked him. Because since this is an Eidel Azach, it's a Mechudosh Tikkun Malacha B'chlal, the whole Malacha doesn't make sense, so it has to be Elach Ba'alach Hadush, be a state, Dosidos, and Nishtmer, right? So that makes sense by Kibui. How do you set such a thing to Havara? Havara, we have to touch up why making a fire is a tikkun gadol, why it's not from why it's from Malamet Tes Malacha. Gemach the fire. Fire is one of the most useful, important Zachan that you can accomplish and can make. It's not Homan of Sam. Up touch why it's a Malacha. Taking away a fire, you have to touch up why it's a Malacha. Dorn came and Zogan Avon Homan Dumi the Mishkin. Or with a CSH, in a Varasesh, Dorn will say, but not Dumi the Mishkin, it's not Mustavish, be a Malacha Bachal. We pass an avor l'chalak yotzes. The pella, merit the gechidish. So we have to touch up the yireim or b'dosh state. Gechidish. Nochmer, the Tzitz Eliezer brings from the Tzvi Pesach Frank the Rer Geshmak Ezach. That we'll see soon the machmirim. He's from the machmirim here, and he says their taina. There's a tiny here. He says, listen, Gechela Shal Matches can't be Chai Mishum Avara because it's not Dumi the Mishkin. That's the statement of the Yirei. That's the statement. It's like Kibui. And the emissaries will see that the Achreinim, one of the other Achreinim that makes this Taina, he doesn't bring the Yirei, he says it on his own, is the Masham. Masham Chelek Beis makes this. This is one of his reasons why he's a Mekel here. He says, it's not Dumi the Mishkin. The Mishkin didn't have a Avara but Gechela Shal Matches. So, bring the Tzitzeliezer, bring this, he doesn't bring the Yireim, none of them bring the Yireim, Pella. But he says, I don't hear this Taina, I don't hear it for a Kasha, B'chal. And he's Meshav this Kasha, that why it's not a Taina, that it's not Dumi the Mishkin. So he doesn't say Metam what we said, Mir Fashtein this Nish B'chal, because it's only a Svara by a Malacha that's a Chiddush, not a Malacha that's a Yesh L'tam Tuva. But brings from Rav Tzipech Frank, a Tzveta Svara, why this is not a taina? It's up there, and he brings it from Sveta Achren. See? The Machs Avrom. The Tzvi Pesach Frank brings this from the Machs Avrom. Ados Nishkan Taina. The Tzitz Eliezer is in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chof, Perik Vov, Oiz Dawud. Shuvar Yisri B'yachin Kol Teira. Maybe be'emes loymer kain. The shloibinam bezeh shekamoyah b'mishkan. For vos, v'am posik shtek. Because where do you need dumi the mishkan? If the only source you have for the mishkan, only signpost for the mishkan is v'vasegven the mishkan. You need dumi the mishkan. Oh, but we have havara is an exception. Havara is a posik. Like svaro eish b'chomer shesefam yom shabbos. Good, it has mishkan too, but it has its own posik to say that it's a malacha. is here, you don't need to meet a Mishkan. Also ich teine der Machs Avram, also ich teine der Zip Hesach Fran, und also ich sage, zu die Eze Erd gesagt, dass ich mit Svar und Baruch Hashem gefunden, die zwei Akrenim, die ist Mokam, die du bist zu Akrenim. Aber jetzt auch so starke Teil. Aber ich kann von die zwei in den Kudus darf man wissen, als wir haben ein Gereim, aber Gereim ist ein Schitte, und Chudeshes, and now should we go, no, we don't have many Rishayim to discuss it. We have the Gereim, we have the Rambam, let's speak about it openly. And we have to understand how to look up the Raivet. Let's see this. I'm sorry? It's not a kash, it's a tshuva. In other words, you have a taina. You can't be chayiv by Rachel Shematkes for Shum Havara because it's not Dumi the Mishkan. Havara is not going to say Havara Daf Neshama can Dumi the Mishkan. It's called a pasik. He's coming from the Rambam. Rambam and how we'll learn up the Ravid Beis Hashem. But you have a kash, it can't be. You want to go frag up of Gagmar and Psach and Maskonof and a Rambam. It's Kenneth Dine, it's not Dumi the Mishkan. It's not kash, it's state of pasik. You don't need Dumi the Mishkan. Fine. So Akapanim, in going into the sugya, we don't have many Rishayim to speak about the Sefurish. But L'chair in Mishkala Gemara, the Gemara is Mechalik by Kibui. Gemara makes a chilah by Kibui. We should assume such thing by Avara. It's a chiddush to assume by Avara. Like we explained, Avara, there's no svar to say you need Dumi the Mishkan. And Huadin, we have the Pasik. So without a Rishon saying, we have without the Rishayim that don't talk about it, the Pashtas, that they didn't discuss it, L'chair they go with the Pashtas Svara. Then we're Mechalik. There should be Avar. Right? We have one Pirusha Yireim. But when he's died, it's a Shita Sichidon. The Shita Mechudeshes. So that... Right, that's the Chemer de Gechidus. What he means, though, is... Normally, Dumi the Mishkan is just the case the Gavi Avin told. It's not Mekaveya Chiv and Ptur. Where is Dumi the Mishkan Kaveya Chiv and Ptur? I would understand it. By Kiwi, I would understand it. That... By a malacha, that the whole malacha is a mechudesh to a malacha. What's the kibbutz? What do you do? You just took away a fire. What do you accomplish? You don't know what the malacha is. We're not going with pecha. You want to make a malacha out of such a thing? It's a merdik chiddush. But we know we have a kabbalah, we have a maser. There is a malacha. We have a pasuk that is a malacha. So enoch by elachadushay, do me the mishkan and only do me the mishkan. That's where you would say a svara that do me the mishkan would be kaveya, that only that case, and we don't stretch it further. Up the cloth and enoch by elachadushay. Because the whole malach is a chiddush, we don't understand why it's a malach b'chlal. They will say, "Do me the mishkan."
Okay. So shutting off a car, let's say, you're turning off the ignition on the car. So that's a kibbutz. It's mutter. I mean, you know, I thought it's mutter because it's not doing the mishkan according to the right. Or starting a car is that
turning off? No, turning off being mechaba gachel shomatches. Vibalt kibbutz is a malach mechudeshes. So we don't understand why it should be a malach b'chlal. So if in order for it to be a malacha, only God, since we don't understand, the guideline has to be exactly what the case of the Mishkan is and not more. We don't stretch it past, we don't understand the concept, we don't stretch it past the case that we have. But in a malacha, hamistavra, I'm a havar to say that, that's a chiddush mafli. Let's go on. Let's finish up. I'm sorry? Because it's not derech, it's not derech bishul. That's a different ASIC. No, not also me the Mishkan. It's not. It's klachayad. It's not derech bishul. Okay, wait. So let me get invited. Al kapanim. Here we have akdam in the rishayim and mishkal vasatutzach. Though we have machlekes, the Rambam and the Yireim. In the mishkal advarim, the Yireim schilish. We have two yeshuvim and his tain of not dumi the Mishkan. We have two yeshuvim lechayim. Let's go on to the Achrein of the Sifri Shal Tshuva. In being Kaveya, the Akilim here are the Luvashe Mordechai. Chelek Aleph, Krach Aleph, in Simen Men Zayin, Mem Ches, Mem Tes, Nun, Yezet Lech Tshuvas on this. The Masham we mentioned in Chelek Beis, I think it's Simon Reish Lamed Ches. And Achrov of Henkin Zatzal. The Chakiris Advarim, before I quote you from Vashtet and Vashem Mordechai, the stipler gives out the Chakira with a Klorkite. The stipler is in Birchis Peretz. The stipler will say from Chumash and Pashas Vayakil. Of impossible, Sivaru Eish Bechol, Meshasechem, Vyam Veshabbos, Kumti Stiplin, Bechisperet, and there's Mepharish, Ayesh lachkor and meleches in meleches havor, and that's the basis of the whole sugya. Of them dreitzach the ganze shalom nachreini. He says it clearly. Zok this type of zayim meleches havora yesh laayin pasuk shteita melacha fin havor. What's the melacha of havor? Mao ikra melacha. You have a fire that's nitlis, that's burning, that's consuming a piece of wood, and it's burning. There are two things going on. The fire lights up and heats up its surroundings. There are two things going on here. There's a destructive force and a creative force. The heat giving off, there's a light giving off. That's the Eish, and it's being created by what it's consuming. You don't have the Ikra Malacha upon him, at least, unless it's also that it's being Mechalas something, and the Keli is creating that that Eish, that Chimum, and that Or. No, Shikra Malacha will pass Mitzias Eish. The Ikra the Malacha is not the Kilui, but the Ikra the Malacha is the fact that there's a fire here that's glowing, that's lighting, that's warming. Shafilik Shitzur Shainanisuf Klum Chayim Meshumavi. And Afkamina, what's the Afkamina to these two Tzod and these two Pirushim? Only Savaru Eish Machomer Shesechon Yom Shabbos. And Afkamina Kisha Oisig Achele Shal Matchis. Sheish Veish Velav. Abul Ena Basel Nechsev Nisuf Klum. There's no Kilui. That's our shayla. This haste, kuli amalei pligi ad gemara mahabna maskonef and ravina that a gachel shematchis is an eish. Does it nishtamach like the rabbi thinks it nishtadem alos and maske. Or in pasuk this is how the vushim mardcha gives it out. In pasuk shteit nishlei sase eish. In pasuk shteit nishlei sadlik eish. In pasuk shteit nishlei savaru eish. Savaru eish means an eish shel kilui. Savaru Eish means this first side of this stipler, that it has to be an Eish that's burning from the Teilada within the Zach itself, that it's consuming something, and from that consumption, that Noilad, the Eish. A Havaras Eish Tafen Hoven. An Eish Olayin Nishkanu. Oh, even if you'll have a Gachel Shematchis. Gachel Shematchis is an Eish Menat Teira. Michvas Eish. Tzli Eish. Avding Menat Teira is an Eish. But in Melech Shabbos, you need Havaras Eish. That means an Eish that's a Teilada of its Kili, a Teilada of the consumption. And that, like a Gachel Shematchis, you don't have. So the mail it's potra of also it's not a malacha minatay. That's the shail. And what is but that tiny is we don't have time to go into all the rais back and forth to the gemaras was mefrektim for emfrim kolachad amekayim yovel b'shol. We're not going to go into the rais. But the tiny is that in leisavaru state that's the ikon akudi here. The makilim come along the lubashimardcha in the masham state in pasuk state it's not enough eish. You need a beer eish leisavaru eish. The fire is a brenner, a zayin, a kili, a machala. And if it's not an eish, it's a machala, it's not a melacha. An eish it is, but it's not a melachas havara. You need a havara eish. That's the time. That is... Eish? No, it's got to be Korin Pesach, it's got to be Negoyim, it's an eish. But we need a melachas Shabbos, you need like Savaru eish. You need an eish of beer, you need an eish of kili. And that the Gechel HaShemachas you don't have. An eish you have, but it's not a result, it's not a result of a consumption. So a male doesn't just come meleches Shabbos. It's not a melacha of avara. An eish it is, but it's not avara. So that's against the Rambam, right? Oh, so here what they do with the Rambam. So Zog... Right, so they're saying not like the Rambam. So they're saying not like the hero. So what are they going to do with the Rambam? They have to take care of the Rambam. So it's a Sofet Yeraisa for them. It's a Sofet Yeraisa, you can't go be Mekel. We have a Rambam that says it's also... Then to the Rambam. So that's their svara. So you have another. So here you're doing. They'd be mayor. Why aren't you chayiv? Yeah. Why aren't you chayiv? Right. And you're still chayiv mishum mavus. You should be chayiv mishum mavus by kedei lahoyer also. That's noch besser. That's a classic. A classic tikkun. There's also now here by Gechelis, you don't. We're not going into Bishul now. In other words, in Havara, right?
something to make the mental better.
So you also, you're doing something lahoyer. Is it a positive reason for it? It's a nachbess. It's a lahoyer. That's a mechudashik case. This is a poshnik case. That's what fire is always used for, to heat, to light. This is a standard fire. It's a standard thing that you use a fire for. That's because, and they bring, just quickly, they bring from Ibn Ezra. Yeish, and Pasuk state by the snare. This is the time of them stolen zidos. What are you longer fanging? In Pasuk state in Per Gimel and Shemais. Hina Eish, Pasuk state. Perk Gimel Shemais Pasuk Beis V'yar Malach Hashem Elov V'yar Malach Hashem Elov V'labas Eish Tech Asne V'yar Hina Asne Boyer B'Eish Snez Boyer B'Eish. Well, Zogt Ibn Ezra, what does it mean it's Boyer B'Eish? Because a fire is Meloshen Poyel. When you talk about a fire that's burning, U'Boyer Mahapo'olim Hayetzim. Oh, Eish Boyer is something that consumes. It's a Poyel Hayetzim. Thus meant that you need an eish shalkiwi. As ever, Allah from there. But this night, but in Vazarai, Vazarai Fakir, in Pasuk state, eish boyer, that you need an eish shalkiwi. In Pasuk state, Vasne and a wukal. You have a snare that's boyer, and it's not being consumed. But you see, but there's no kiwi. You have an eish that's being called an eish. It's not an eish shalkiwi. Good, Abba. Arai Kevinish Bregel, Abba. Should Arai Kevinish Bregel? You see, you can be called. You see, you can be called. You see, you can be called an eish boyer, even though it's not being gukal. Look, the stipler, if I can, he brings it as a rai for chance of the stipler. I'll bring you a rai that you don't need an eish ukal because you have a snare that's an eish boyer and it's not ukal. Okay, basically, let's stop you, Michael. I'm going to have to finish up. We're going to come back to this. But akaponim, that's the vikuach here. But that's the shad. The chakir akaponim doesn't the vikuach. Vos meit le'sevaru, an eish shel kilui or an eish b'tzaratzu. It's an eish boyer, ain't a ukal. Fine. So Rabbi says mikayach di rayas, and they bring other rayas. Meganish deran yet. Mekayach dem zogun zeh azoy. I the Rambam. Zogun zeh, but the Rambam means, Abnezer speaks about this, other Achreinim, if loit these makilim, they said, the Henk and Frizzus eis l'maisa, loit these makilim, was tun zeh mit the Rambam. Zogun zeh, the Rambam daf n learnin, ad the Rambam gate nor in a tzirf and tzirf. Das heißt, if you want to be dan, if a gechelo shematchis could be havara, it's a steer to the pasuk. It's not an eish shel kilui. It can't be a malach. But since it was fart in the Mishkan, the case of Tzar Feizov, and there was a tikkun here, and it's similar enough to the concept of avara that again you don't have that chelak of kilui, but you have the positive part of it, and it's in the Mishkan. That case alone, and only that case, the chav mishum tziruf dos lenkin zaychay v'su loy midi. If you hold that it's a malacha that you can stretch. If you hold that it's not a malacha, because you need an eish shel kilui, so you can't take out a case of mishkan either. It's garnished. So er dings of them shem zaman a hetus nisht. And he says if the Rambam means k'day letzarfe, not the dafkan. The Rambam's not mashma like that. Saying k'day letzarfe only k'day letzarfe. Merid the gechidish. So they have no eitzah. They insist on this svara that you need an eish shel kilui, and them just come malacha either Rambam nor tzira v'suloi. Shem zaman not mistaber. No, the Rambam only means look there the Litzarif as a case of a normal case of Kedel Litzarif. Rosh Hashanah is in there's a Kuntris Kibbutz Mamorim on Chashmal. Rosh Hashanah, well, that's in Gaman. I think it's page 84, 86, those pages. So the Kitzur Rabbi said that's the issue. And this is the Shitas HaMakilim. Zoktav Henkin Zatzal, Amidem, Kemen Mekel Zain, Yibald, it's only a Drabonim. So he brings this masham that is made in the topic that it's mimekel is up there and meila a few letzerach suda a few letzerach enik Shabbos you can tell someone you can tell a guy to turn on a light for you because havara the kachelo shamatchis since it's not an eish of kilui is only a shvus and it's a shvus the shvus from a mitzvah can make us but Henkin is an edisli soil it's a root. Henkin is an Edisli Yisrael. Page 121. It's Oischof. Dine Elektra B'Shabbos Yom Tovim. Brings the Masham and is Mekel L'Maisa with the Masham. That's one English phrase.
Yeah, yeah.
The same.
I don't know, he went for message.
That's the Einstein, so.
That's page 21.
But basically, Shiva Zatzal was Mekel. He was Mekel in the Chel Shemachas by Avoro. Peter Pank. Shiva Zatzal was Oh, that's a Drabon. He said the Shiva Zatzal was Mekel, the Mokhan Seirich. Eventually, in fact, the Shaila. Can't bet my guy to turn on a light for you in Shabbos. He did not give it a din of a Moloch of Yerais. He gave it a din of a Shvus to Shvus from Mokhan Mitzvah. Right.
It's only Drabonis.
This is a Rabban. Rabbi Yisai Obi Tzedo, Rabu HaMachmir. Little eyes, a little light. But it is Cheshmet, you have to be in Baran Metzis, what type of light that is. Is it a regular electric bulb? Is it incandescent? Whatever. You're saying it's a regular light. But where's without the end again? I'm sure I have to ask your indulgence. I'm going to need a few extra minutes. We have to finish the sugya. Okay. I can just give you the Maram HaKaimis, just to give over the Ikri Yadiyas. The Tzedah Asach Machmir, Rabbi Yisai. And we explained already why they don't hold it, this Svara. Was tut mit der Rambam? Wie kann man upland der Rambam sei zu nur kedel et sar so zum zamen der kennis mit kabels am schmeifen. At nur at sir fin von at sir fin der ticken. Und der reif in der boyer doch this type of faket. Aber so da Rambam und mit der reif zet man is a ding zu of them klar. We don't know even see from the reif clearly is arguing. Sagen sie nein. Wir haben Rambam. Und der Reibe dient sich nicht klar. Kechel Shemachtes ist ein Eish. Loi Sivaru Eish, der Loschen Loi Sivaru Eish. Lani ist Deiti, ist nicht kein Reibe Bechlau. Long game for the Ebenezer Alei. Loi Sivaru meint an Eish that's Boyer, that's Poyel, he says, it's a Loschen, a Poyel in Lechutz, that Soyerf is called Svivoy. It doesn't mean, Avada, you don't need an Eish that burns, that it consumes on itself. You need an Eish that's capable of igniting something else. That it's a dover on miskayim. That's a dover that's like the Mogen Avram. Inlich the Mogen Avram svar has to be an eish seiref. The says it's an eish. It's miskayim. That's a burning thing that can ignite something else. It has to be burning on itself. The statement should pass. The pasuk is the right b'chol. And have a gechel shel matchis. That's a mavar. It's a mavar like the Ebenezer says. It's called svivoy. Not that it has to burn in itself. It's svar nish kan right. Al kaponim, but the achrenim, many achrenim still like not like that. We have a Rambam. And the Rambam is not just Kedel et Sarif. Let me just read off quickly the list of Achim. The Ikur, the Achim, the Sven, the is the Beis Yitzchak, we mentioned, in Simon Chelik Aleph, Simon Kulchof, and the Chelik Beis, Simon Lamed Aleph, in your day. Ayin, I'm going to give you the quickly, my Mekhem is 2 minutes, Rabbi Yisai. We have to finish up. Shukhno Harav and Simon Tov Tzadik Hei, in Kutris Achrein, Oiz Beis. It's up in this Paneach, in Perek Beis, in Hilchus Trumis, it's in the Sefer, page 60. Rav Chaim Reza, we mentioned, Chela Gimel, Simon Samach, Gepi the Beis Yitzchok. The Keren LeDavid, in Archaim Simon Pei, Gepi the Beis Yitzchok. The Rebbe Tzina, Gepi the Beis Yitzchok. The Sefer of Melachos, we have in Yeshua, told the Shmuel, Gepi the Beis Yitzchok. The Tzitzel Eliezer, Gepi the Beis Yitzchok. So the one that we mentioned, Gedecha Vida Beis Yitzchak, HaTzadoh HaVorem and HaTerah BaGechel Shomatis, and they ding Zechana, they learn at the Rambam. The Rambam is not only Kedei Litzarev, L'Hochi Mistavro. Chazanish says an interesting knetch. Chazanish says he's not sure on a fluorescent, excuse me, on a regular light, he's not sure if it's Bishul or Maver. They just add this Knech. If it's not Maver, it's Mavashel. Because, no, it's... So he doesn't. Right, then he goes. That's part of the shtickle. Where afterwards he goes into bain also. That's his. That's what the sniff is afterwards. So again, those are the chazanish. Don't remember that. But he says, "Mamonoshoch, whether we done if it's maver or not, they dine the zach." But the Rambam says in Perek Tes, if you make it into a gacheles, if you make it into a glowing, it's mevashel. So it's, if it's not maver, it's going to be mevashel. When I say this type lag of dvar, then his parents he also nemzal. He says it's maver when you put on a light. It's not, if it's not maver, it's mevashel. You're making the thing in the kachelas is mevashel. So b'kitzer, rabu hamachmir rabbi say. I'm sorry. So it's machlekes v'amim yireim is a sofik diraisa. The sofik diraisa coming is mekelzai. Obviously, the Talmud wasn't zeicher lahasik zivrei rabbi. And made them as vad of rabbi. Rashiva was mekel here, and I never was zeichet to understand. Rashiva was mekel. Halacha lemaisi, you hit Rabbi Yehuda Zoktiver. You hit that. Look at the Rebbe mekel gemein. I asked Rashiva that time. I said, "This subsack Rashiva mekel alum." So yeah, obviously I'm presenting Rabbi Rabbeisai. It's katoyni maskedo. I'm being presenting a different view here. Was zechisi lahovin as divrei Rabbeisai. Adra, please, and why am I saying, Adra, bring me your altik sovim, and if I can't, I'm fasting rabbi, I'm not the Rebbe's psak. And I just, over the last 20 years, I tried, 18 years, to discuss with Shiva, that's how many times. Alma Gazok, Nishdoz Arambam. He was very adamant about it. Nishdoz Arambam. And I discussed it and tried to get out of as much as I can, to the point of having a Rav upset at his Talmud. And I had to back off. This is where it stood. So I'm obviously presenting a different view, but I don't understand the kula. And to me, it seems that you have to be machmir. And Adrab Rabbeisai, Al Tamidim, you come and you tell me from the Shiurim, from Amol, where I'm wrong, and I'll be very dankbar, and you'll correct me. Here we're going to read Durk the Sugi. Adrab, Rabbi Yehuda, you bring me your old notes and you'll correct me. Adrab. Akoponim, let me let's fear Isa Locha Lamaisa. Halocha Lamaisa, let's go back to the Shaila. So, Machaira, the way I'm able to understand the Sugi, Daf Eis Kumin, Madaf Sechfirim Vina Machmirim, the Gechel Shal Matchis has a din of Havorim in Atayra. It doesn't have the coolest of shvus to shvus. Without no uncomment to the coolest of pidi itur. So, Gechel Shemachis in Kibui is a drabonim. Gechel Shemachis in Avoro is a dirais. Just a minute, interesting point on the difference between an incandescent and a fluorescent. The Shurubai is just two more minutes. In the difference between an incandescent and a fluorescent, over many years in Yeshiva, we always discussed this, and there were times when we thought for the Raposhet that fluorescents should be a drabonin, even like the sheetis and incandescence and diraisa, fluorescence would only be a drabonin, because the way fluorescent works, I'm not going to go into the whole technical shiurim that I heard from my chaverim over the last two Shabbosim, but they were masbut to me that the way a fluorescent works is that there are two cathodes on the side, that there are two, no, there are no sparks. I asked someone to, my shvagan still asked me if there's sparks, there's no sparks. There are no sparks. The two cathodes, that when they get bombarded by the electrical current, the electrons shoot across this tube that has mercury becomes vaporized, and that causes the phosphor coating on the tube to glow. That's how, in rough terms, fluorescent light works. What you see is not a fire, it's glowing phosphors that are caused by the ionized mercury. Atkan l'shayman. Okay? Oh, but Tanei Shatis Nisht. Rabbi said Tanei Shatis Nisht. This much I know, more I don't know. Oh, but Tanei Shatis Nisht. Klar. Where's the din of Eish? Oh, wait. What's causing these electrons to go through? The two cathodes getting with electric currents to keep up to the cathode. The cathodes have filaments on them. The mamish look like an incandescent. So the tchila chashavti, and I was told that these cathodes don't get hot. Just the fact that they get warmed a little bit, they shot enough to shoot through electrons. It doesn't even get the yatsu letters by. Oh no, if that's the disease of fluorescence, wonderful. There's no eshir. There's no gachal shematchis. Only the sidra bonum. That's what I thought for many years when we were discussing it in yeshiva. I think it's tofshim test. So that's what we came out. Aber tzatoyis in the mitzias, my chaverim were mazbe to me. Mumchim that understand the Indian, they were mazbe to me that it's a tois. That if you look at it the way they showed it to me, they brought me last week the cathode of a fluorescent. It's mamish afilin like an incandescent, and when you turn it on, it glows like a regular incandescent glow. But the purpose of the glow is that, again, for physical reasons, that's what causes the electrons to be able to shoot through. You need the heat, but you need the heat. So you need the mechamim es hamatis kidei lahaver es electrons. That's what you need. Dosa b'chayra all constantly. That's what keeps the flow of the physics that it can go through. They were masbet to me that it's a constant. In order for this flow to continue, you need this. Let me just finish up by saying that's how they were masbet to me. The mumchem and davar bara. So like the way you masbet to me, it's a tois. A fluorescent silchar should be a device. Let me get invited. Just finish up the halachas in 2 more minutes. Halachas ner Shabbos, kachel shamatches, incandescence, fluorescence, all these bulbs. Lahadlik ner shol Shabbos, shuza tzalgazok to mekemachin. Halachas ner shol Shabbos on fluorescence also, not just an incandescence. Even though she tossed it, held it wasn't an eish, it wasn't an havara, because halachas ner Shabbos is not totally an eish. It's shalom bayis, leikosha beitz v'even. It's light. You need light. You don't need eish. Havdalah of Havdalah, Dafin Havim Bar Meir Eish. Need Eish. In a fluorescent, you don't have an apparent Eish. You don't see that. That's not what you're being nana from. You can't make a Bar Meir Eish on a fluorescent, on incandescent. You can. If it's a fluorescent bulb, then you don't see it directly. Okay. But the it's called a Nair. There's an Eisig about it being called a Nair. In Lahadlik Nair Shul Shabbos, it's a Nair. That's as far as Halak is Nair Chanukah. You got two svaros on Achrayim in Tisan. Beis Yitzchak zogt in a lokus ner Chanukah on a gachel shemachas on a bulb like the electric bulb benayra. He says the reason it's not good is because it's not since ner Chanukah needs pasumei niso, and that means it has to be nikkur that it's with the flame is there, that the fire is there for Chanukah. So from these bulbs it's not nikkur. So there's no pasumei niso. That's a svaro where you can't be mad. The azishtein beis Yitzchak. So the fifth svaro say. These, you know, what the Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't have these special electric menorahs, which should be good, was nicht. Aber in Henkin state, the zweite svara, that you need Dumi de Migdash. Ner Chanukah needs Dumi de Migdash, needs Shemenu Psila, and there's no Shemenu Psila, so you can't be Malik. So, what is Sovic Brochus? You can't make a Brochus, you can't make a Brochus. I remember not like that. You can't make a Brochus. I didn't hear you make a book. If I can't, but that's the svar. It's not nothing to say it's a garnish. Like the base, it's going to be yaitza. Are those electric mirrors? You'd be yaitza.
I have a tape. I bring the tape.
Okay, Adaram. Akapana, but these are the two svaris. These are the two svaris. Is the fizer davzayin a suffix? Brachis chaykemni. Is that good? Adaram, bring me the idea. Okay, wait. So listen, the electric shear from the zman. Müssen wir gesichert sie mit Teufel, Jesus Hashem. Zu neuem Jahr umfangen, ein Eismann zusammen.